Recovery Radio, KMP3000.
You're listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Visit my websites, recoveryradiocamp3.com, and to get the books, go to sarcasticbigbook.com. And as always, I'm so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started or it's just winding down or it's somewhere right in the middle, but here we are. You and me. And I am glad for that, and I'm grateful I have no desire to drink today. And you know what I'm drinking right now? I'm drinking tea with honey. What do you think of that? Mixing it up, going back to basics. When I started this podcast years ago, I was drinking tea. I'm in a tea kick right now. So that's what I'm drinking right now. Do you want to hear it? It's so delicious. Anyways, I'll read something from the big book and then talk about it. It's a little sentence on page 133. First full sentence on page 133. Go get your book. We'll all wait. Go ahead. It's all about you anyway. Just kidding. Page 133. We are sure God wants us to be happy, joyous, and free. We are sure God wants us to be happy, joyous, and free. Well, I'll just talk about the first part of that. We are sure God wants us to be happy. And the reason I want to talk about that is because for a long time in my sobriety, I did not believe that at all. In fact, when I first thought about steps and saw God everywhere, I thought everything fun about me was going to go away. I thought I would have to basically become a priest and that I would have to lose my sick sense of humor and that I wouldn't have fun anymore. I'd become a real square. I was afraid that God's will was just afraid God's will sucked. I mean, frankly, usually when people talk about it in meetings and stuff, it sounds terrible to me. Usually sounds like constraints. It's confining. It's suffocating. Something I don't want to do. Contrary action. I understand doing that for a while, but and I get why people say it, but it just sounds to me like it's misery and people don't really want it. And it always sounded that way to me. And I was just afraid that God did not want me to be happy. I actually believed God wanted me to suffer and be miserable. And I believed it for a long time. Longer than I remember. Probably till I was 5 or 6 or 7 years sober, I was part of me at least still believed that God's will for me just sucked. I mean, it took me a while to shake that off and experience enough things in life to come to the conclusion that I think, anyways, God does want me to be happy. In the overall scheme of life. Not like happy all the time, 24 hours a day, going around smiling like a psycho, but happy, joyous, and free in life. And there was a time I just couldn't fathom that that was God's will. I just overthought. If you think a lot, you can easily just go down all kinds of rabbit holes. You could just get in all kinds of loops and crawl into the weeds and thorns and just get all messed up mentally. I'm a deep thinker. I always think things through when I was a little boy, I was very aware of the fact that I was a really complex thinker. I was thinking like so many things at once, all the time. Something I was aware of my whole life. And I just assumed everybody else thought that way too, but the point is I would just really ask questions mentally that first of all were not really relevant, because knowing the answer would not really change my life. And also, a lot of times I would ask myself questions that were unanswerable. And I just put all that now in the category of selfish, because it doesn't help anyone. Or let's just throw it right into the bin of labeled, it's not helping anybody. And in terms of like God wanting me to be happy, it was just so easy to get all tangled up in, yeah, but there's this, there's that, there's this, there's that, there's this. There's so many reasons that God does not want me to be happy. There's no way. And if he did, even if he did want me to be happy, why doesn't he want this person to be happy? It's just, I would really get lost mentally. But today I believe that God wants us to be happy, joyous, and free. I do. Just my belief. I believe that God's will is better than what I'm planning for myself. I don't need to know. That was another thing. For a long time, I really needed to know. I don't need to know. Only thing I have to do is the best I can with what I know right now. Everything else is a waste of my time. Isn't that funny, though? I used to actually believe that God didn't want me to have fun. I was very confused about what was selfish for a while, you know? Anything that felt good or was fun or involved my own enjoyment or peace or happiness couldn't have been God's will, because that's me thinking about me, and I don't believe that at all anymore. Not even a little bit. I think God wants me to be present and have access to all my resources that God's been, you know, that I've been given. I don't know. What do you think about this? Do you agree with this? It's so fascinating because I don't know. It's just so fascinating. I remember, and I've talked about this on here before, but I remember when I first got sober, I was like, I like camping. I think I like camping. Can I camp? Is that okay? Like, is it okay? Is this wrong? Can I book a camping trip? And I called. I remember feeling like really kind of guilty. Like, is this okay? Did I do this? Am I going to get in trouble? Am I doing something wrong? Is this selfish? Well, it sounds crazy to me now, but I really thought that way. And I was like, no, I can. I can do this. This is okay, right? Talk to other people in the program. Yeah, let's go camping. Okay, so this is okay. It's okay that we're going to have fun. We can have fun. Do I know what that is? What is that? I'll never forget one of those trips. One of the first trips, camping trips I made. It was right on the ocean. And, you know, Dinty Moore stew. Well, we were cooking up a lot of that in a pan on a fire. And we had Led Zeppelin playing and sun was there, all orange and beautiful, and getting close to going down, and the waves were going, and kind of a cool wind blowing shit around, and I was looking around, and people were like talking to each other and kind of laughing, and I was like, this is amazing. Is this okay? Is this all right? I mean, it sounds crazy to me now, but like I said, I thought any pleasure was going to be shot down by God. God didn't want me to feel any pleasure and enjoyment or be happy at all. And I really believed that. And I believed that I would be alone for the rest of my life, too. I was usually seeing someone somehow, but I was always kind of empty inside. And those times in between, I was just so sure it was God's will for me just to suffer. But I don't know. Didn't just one day just switch and all make sense. It's just been a process. Doing my best. Did not trust fear. And to, I don't know. Practice. Just that in and of itself, just not trusting fear, just I think has changed my whole life so dramatically. Just by not trusting fear. That's why I booked the camping trip. whip back in the day. That's why I, you know, moved to New York. That's why I moved back to New York. That's why, I mean, just that. So, no, I'm sure God wants me to be happy. What do you think about that? Let me give a shout out to Mallory, and I want to give a shout out to Wes and Ross. Give a shout out to Katie. To Woo, and if anybody needs to hear it, everything's okay. And a special shout out to Chelsea and to Dave. And I'm gonna go. Write to me, sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. I don't know why my life was saved, but I'm gonna go try to live a life that was worth saving, and I hope you'll do the same.